All of me. Ooh, lovely. It's a very warm welcome to the wonderful world of 88FM to Chantal Jourdan. Hello.
Hello, hello.
And get a bit closer from... Okay. You got the memo about Valentine's Day.
I did. I'm wearing all red. And I said to you earlier, it was just for you and for me, of course.
She says that to all the boys. Do you know that? Now then, Chantal, Mrs. South Africa, right?
Yes.
I don't know too much about that, I'm being totally honest. Miss South Africa, I do. I mean, I dated three of the winners. So, you know...
It's bragging?
Not, it's not true. It's not true. You were going to believe that nearly.
I would.
All right, just one of them. Okay, so Mrs. South Africa, you're a semi-finalist.
Tell us
about the competition.
Well, I would rather call it an initiative. It is really about upliftment of women that are married. You know, it's the moms, it's the wives. There's a certain caliber that you move into at a certain age. And it doesn't have to be older, but you become a different person. And that's what the Mrs. South Africa pageant or initiative caters for. It's for women that, you know, their mission is to uplift us, educate us, develop us, and make us the best versions of ourselves. And I must tell you this, it's been 2 weeks. I can testify.
All right. Now, do you have to be married? Is that part of the criteria?
That is one of the criteria, yeah.
All right. So how did you first enter? I mean, you see it in a magazine or something? How did that happen?
I saw it on social media.
Okay.
I've been a model for most of my life. I haven't been successful, but I've tried.
Well, and I don't know why, but anyway.
No, but... And then a few years ago, I stumbled on the Facebook page, and then I said, I really want to do this. But I wasn't married at the time, so I was like, okay, now I need to find a husband.
Let me find a husband quick.
Don't even joke.
Let me get on Tinder.
So I came to KZN, and I found myself a husband, and I was like, right, we have to get married, because I want to enter Mrs. South Africa next year. And he was like, well, if you must, we shall.
Do you know, your husband is the boss, and he has your permission to say so.
Absolutely, absolutely, right. Yeah.
So let's jump forward to you becoming a semi-finalist, and what does it mean?
It means a lot. The whole journey in itself is an experience that is priceless, that is, it's unfathomable. You can't put it into words. The amount of effort and attention that is being put into the semi-finalists and the contestants is my mind can't get around it. The organizers are teaching us from the ground up again what it means to be a woman. Not that we forgot, but when you become a wife and you go into the world, it's very easy to kind of lose track of who you are and where you actually fit into the bigger scheme of things. They just bring us back to it. They uplift us. They skill us. Mm. And oh my gosh.
Where does this all take place? In Joburg or
in
here?
Johannesburg.
Okay.
We had this.
So you're backwards and forwards, basically.
Well, we had the auditions, the big auditions in Johannesburg 2 weeks ago. And then they had two little smaller auditions in Durban and in Cape Town last weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, it's not a beauty contest. I mean, it isn't, even though you're very beautiful. So, I mean, is there evening wear involved? Is there a bikini section?
Mm.
Oh, there is.
Mm. Wait for it. In July,
wow.
On July the 4th, we have our grand event where we have to do ball gowns and bikinis. And it's not it is about beauty. But beauty is so much deeper than this.
In the inside as well.
Yeah,
inside
absolutely.
And out,
yeah,
basically.
Absolutely. And I think that is what I love about this initiative or this pageant, is it's not about just how beautiful you are, because everyone is beautiful.
All right. Can we talk about you and breast cancer awareness?
Yeah.
You, I'm told, have had 4 cancer occurrences. I mean, looking at you, you'd never believe that. Just tell us the story quickly.
In 2012, I mentioned earlier to you, I actually got cancer from trying to be a mom by myself. And then it just came back every 2-3 years.
Where was it, if you don't mind me asking?
In breast. I had breast cancer.
Okay.
I had HER2, which is a very interesting diagnosis. I'm very unsure about what the progress is medically, but it basically depends on your hormone or your estrogen in your body, and it feeds off that. So so I had it 4 times, and
let me ask you, when they sat you down and told you have cancer, I mean, touch wood, I haven't,
yeah.
Right? Many of my friends have been,
yeah.
So I know all about it. I hate cancer.
Yeah.
I hate it. What was your reaction to that when they told you have the big C?
I must tell you, my dad was a very hard person. So he raised us to be very strong. So when you got hurt, you don't cry. So the day I found out, the doctor sat me down and she said, I'm so sorry, but I have to tell you that you've got cancer. And I looked at her and I was like, what do you mean?
Yeah, right.
And she goes, what? And I got in the car and I was like, okay, right, what do I have to do now? Because I can't collapse. I have to work. I have to take care of myself. So my dad installed this mentality into me that never say die.
You know, it's curl up and die or get up and at them, basically. And that's what you've done. Yeah. Have you beaten it? Are you in remission at the moment?
I'm still on treatment.
What kind of treatment?
I get a Fastalieve, which is a hormone, like a hormone suppression. So I'm in menopause since I've been 29.
Did you go through the whole chemo and radiation and that kind of stuff?
Yeah. In 2012, I started a chemo. In 2013, I had my double mastectomy with reconstruction.
Wow.
I had chemo some more, and then we thought it was okay. I went on to Herceptin. We thought it was okay. It came back again.
Mm.
We did more surgeries. But there's a lot of background information about this, but I've documented everything in my book, of course. And then it just kept coming back and kept coming back.
And you keep beating it.
I keep beating it, but there's a reason.
You are a beautiful, strong, independent woman. That's the way I would class you.
Thank you so much.
We're going to take a little song, and then we'll get back and find out about when the final is and sort of build up the hype to that. Okay.
Amazing.
We'll talk to you just a. My very special guest this morning is the beautiful Chantal Jourdain. She is a Mrs. South Africa semi-finalist. Okay, why did you enter?
Really?
Yeah.
Because I have a story.
Okay.
And I think, you know, when you've gone through a lot of things in your life, you get to a point where you go, why am I actually still here? Like, honestly, why am I still here?
Sure.
And you start questioning, like, was this a mistake? Was it an error? You know? But then you get to a point where you've had it four times. You've been through gender-based violence. You've been through a lot of things.
I'm so sorry.
No, I'm not sorry. I'm absolutely grateful.
Well, I am. You're so strong, man.
No,
it's wonderful.
Listen,
it's beautiful.
You're
full of life.
You have to see the light. I would have never been the person that I am today had I not gone through the things that I have.
Okay.
Right?
It's made you a stronger person.
Yes, and I've met amazing people, and I've been able to help people. And this is exactly why I did, or I've entered Mrs. South Africa.
Well, it doesn't kill you, makes you stronger, that old
adage.
Absolutely. All right. Yeah. Now, what do you want to get out of all this?
Oh, I just want to grow. I want to grow. I want to flourish. I want to help others like me, or that have just been diagnosed or have gone through something severe. I want to help them, but I also want to grow my company. I want to make sure that Event Catalyst brings tourism to KZN, and we just bring the feedback. Bring the feedback. Hashtag bring the feedback.
Don't you love doing events? I mean, I have an events company with my son as well, and I love the build-up to an event. You know, the hard work is there, and it goes in, and hopefully on the day, if you've done your homework, you kick back, relax, and watch it all unfold.
It's beautiful.
And if there's a problem, you find a solution. That's the way I run my events.
Absolutely agree.
All right, now the final quickly. When is it, and what does it entail, and how good-looking are the other women?
Oh my gosh, my jaw drops to the floor.
Really?
These women are amazing.
Oh, sorry, I forgot to ask, what about the age? Could it be any age? Could it be 65?
It can be to 55.
Oh, 55, okay.
I think 25 to 55.
Okay.
I'm sorry if I'm
incorrect. No, that's fine.
But it's, oh my gosh, I literally am speechless when I have to. The woman, I am so in awe of their radiance and their persistence and their resilience. I mean, literally, it's impossible not to be the super species.
Do you know? A lot of people say, you know, all that bitchiness backstage. Does that exist, or do you feel that, or not? Be honest.
It's not bitchiness. It's competition, and that's healthy. There has to be competition. It is a competition, after all. But the sisterhood, and that's what we call it, and that's how we.
Where is it going to be held? In Joburg, obviously.
In Joburg, yeah.
Why don't they bring it here?
I'm sure if we work hard enough here in KZN, they will bring it to you.
I hope you're going to speak to the organizer and tell them that you've met the greatest MC in the world.
I'm sure they are listening.
No, they're not. But anyway, there'll be a whole judging panel as well, I would imagine.
Absolutely.
And is the decision made on the night of the final?
So there's a semi-final event on the 4th of July where
you are now.
So we're about 100 ladies now.
Wow.
We're going to work hard for the next 6 months with our sponsorships.
Okay.
We have to do this. It's a work.
Whittle it down to.
Yeah. And then on the 4th of July, there will be 30 ladies chosen.
All right. Well, good luck to you.
Oh, of course.
Bring the trophy home, Bill.
I love that. Yeah.
Now, just on a final note, you want to talk to me about a book that you've written as well.
Yeah, it's my book about my journey through cancer. It's Courage to Conquer. I did have it published in 2018, but then I got two more diagnoses after that.
Wow.
And there's a lot of stuff happening. So we're on the final stages of having it finalized with the final words on pages.
Okay.
And then we want to publish it, and we want to give it to women that have dealt with cancer, or women that are going through it, or just family members that don't really know how to deal with the whole situation, because I've been very in-depth and very open about my experience, photos included and references included. I think there's a lot of misconceptions about cancer in itself. Yes, it is deadly, but it is not always deadly.
No.
And
can I tell you very quickly that my sister in 2010 got lung cancer in the UK.
I'm sorry.
And they cut off the top section of her lung.
Oh, gosh.
And she's still around today.
Just doing
her thing.
Yeah.
Do you know, 15 years later.
Mm.
And they gave her, like, I think 8-9 months to live.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
No, she's an inspiration, just like you are, Chantal. And if somebody wants to get hold of you, for you to mentor them or whatever the case may be, how do we do that?
Well, they can email me on co19820109@gmail.com.
You leave that with me before you go, and I'll repeat it a bit later for you.
And they're really welcome to contact me. If they want to spam me with things that are free, I'll take it. My number is 067-102-2201.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Listen, you're an inspiration. You really are, Chantal. It's been an absolute pleasure and a joy talking to you today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was amazing. Thank
you. Let us know how you do.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Okay. Kick some backside. Bring the trophy back to Natal.